Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa called on local clergy to observe a moment of silence today for the victims of Friday's commuter train crash that claimed 25 lives. As many as 135 people were injured. Metrolink officials say the commuter train's engineer missed a signal light and his train crashed head-on with a freight train in the San Fernando Valley community of Chatsworth. NPR's Philip Bruce has been following the story. He's on the line from Los Angeles. Philip, can you elaborate on what was said about the cause of the accident?
Well, Leanne, it was fairly remarkable yesterday when we heard Metrolink step forward and put the blame on its own engineer. But they said they were doing this in the interest of maintaining a dialogue with the community. They said they had investigated what had happened late Friday afternoon when this wreck happened, and that they had found indication that the engineer had failed to stop at a red light, and that's how he wound up slamming into that Union Pacific freight train. But this brought an immediate protest from lots of other folks, including the union representing about 125,000 rail workers. They say, first of all, there's no evidence that the signal didn't have a problem that could have caused it not to come on, that there may have been a malfunction involved. Or they point out that the engineer may have suffered some physical malady, such as a heart attack, that would have made it impossible for him to stop. Right now in the middle of this is the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board. They're looking at the data recorders taken from both of those trains. They're also checking the signal system along the tracks to find out what might have happened.
Was the engineer among the dead?
He was. He's been identified as a veteran engineer in his mid-40s. He was not a Metrolink employee. He worked for a contractor that does business with Metrolink. But it appears that he was among the first to die in this because the engine, the locomotive pulling the commuter train was actually driven into that passenger car by the impact.
And briefly, what's known about the condition of the injured passengers?
Well, there are dozens of people still in the hospital here. We had a 25th victim who passed away in the hospital yesterday afternoon. The search for bodies is now over. They have recovered 24 bodies from the wreckage there, but they expect that death toll to rise because many of these people hospitalized right now are in critical condition.
NPR's Philip Bruce in Los Angeles. Philip, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.